As I say, you can only tell the truth and a testimony. I can only tell what happened to me. So it might seem unusual to some people, but I can only give what happened and what is the truth. I was born in 1963, and it will be nearly 35 years to the day that I became a Christian, that I was saved. I'm not from Port Stewart, like most people in Port Stewart. Most people come here to live, and I'm no exception to that. And I was brought up in Londonderry. I was one of the youngest of three children. And my brother and sister, they went to a church school. They went to Christ Church in Londonderry. And because of the way my age fell, I was too young to start there in P1. So my father decided that he would send me to Cathedral Primary School, because that's the school that he went to. And he belonged to Cathedral, and him and his five brothers all sang in the choir. And he would have been on the governor of the Board of Governors, I suppose, at that time. So I went to Cathedral Primary School, and it, in the context of the school, was near the city centre in Londonderry. It was as close to the centre as, I suppose you could say, the town hall is to the Parliament. That's how close it was. So when I was about 5 or 6, that was the time that the trouble started at that time. And indeed, it was a very dramatic time, because I lived 3 miles out. I lived in Drumahoe, which was 3 miles out, so I was going in. Most people go to the local school. I didn't. I should have been going to Drumahoe school, but my father, he wanted to send me to Cathedral, because that's where he went to. But going there, the school backed on to what they call Derry's Walls, or Londonderry's Walls, whatever you wish to call it, the walls anyway, backed on to the walls. So when you were there from P1 to P4, you were in the bottom of the school, and then you're upstairs, and then P4 to P7, then you got on to the walls to play football. So that was a great thing. That's what we spent our time playing football. So I was going in, if you like, every day. But the people I went to school with, it was a very dramatic time, and I heard things and seen things, you know, that were quite dramatic, indeed. I thought I was quite privileged in some respect, and I could go home, but I had to hear a lot of things that went on, and people, there was children were moving houses and different things. And it was a time of great change. My mother and father both worked in the city, so I would have went there after school, but I do remember hearing things and seeing things. And I mean, they talk about primary school, you know, primary school is a nice time, and I love primary school. And they say that, you know, when you're primary school, nothing really bad happens. Well, I must be honest and say that you know, whether it was because of the situation of where people lived, but the things of the world, if you like, were evident even at primary school age, what people did. And as I say, I seen and heard and done things that maybe as best kept private. But as I say, I went to that school, went to the Cathedral Primary School. And then when it became P7, my father, he wanted me to go to Foyle. That was the grammar school. But I didn't get my 11 plus. So my father, he paid for me to go to Foyle. And then I did what you call the review, and which I got my review. So all my friends, they went to the secondary school, and I went to Foyle. So sort of, I lost contact with them. But when I was at the Cathedral Primary School, I thought it was a great time. Like, as they playing football, and then there was an Orr church school. It was like the Presbyterian church school, like that was first Derry, and they built the Cathedral in the first Derry, and an Orr school. We came together to form a football team called Combined. So those are great times, but to say those schools are sadly are closed now. But then I went to Foyle then, and as I say, I went to Sunday school, and I heard Roger talking about Crusaders. I also went to Crusaders, and I was in the Boys' Brigade. The Boys' Brigade was the one nearest to me where I lived in Drumahoe, and I just went there basically for a bit of practice, as I say. And as I say, we went to Isle of Man, and we did, really enjoyed it, and then I got blamed for something I didn't do, and I sort of, I was there for 2 or 3 years in the boys' brigade, and I enjoyed it, but there was football and fishing was the only thing that really I lived for. There was a river, I had to climb over the fence, and I was at a river, like, so fishing and football was all I wanted to do. And as I say, I went to Sunday school, and the things that were happening at the time, I was always affected by it, because I was always on the city side of London, it's like, because I both went to school there, both primary school and then grammar school, and my father and mother both worked there. So the trouble deeply affected me. And it came to the point, I remember going to a rally one time, what I'll say, this might seem unusual to people now, maybe younger people, but I went to what you call, I'll say, a loyalist rally or a rally if you want, and it was 1981, and for those who remember, it was called the Carson Trails, and there was a rally in a place called Victoria Hall in Spencer Road in Londonderry. Now, it wasn't the politics, well, I might have went there because of the politics, but there was a man I spoke, and he doesn't belong to the denomination which I go to now or anything, but he didn't speak about politics at all. And when he was a councillor then, he's not a councillor any longer, and he's left a long time ago, but he said, talking about the troubles at that time, and talking about the most important thing that people should do, and it wasn't to do with, you know, saving the country, which was important, I know. But he said, the most important do, and this is the very words that he said, he says, I would appeal to people to go to a mission and get saved. And that was his words. And, you know, that sounds unusual to people, but that's what he said at this rally. He says, I suppose people were getting murdered, bombed, and, you know, what, where would they be if they were to die? And a bomb, where would it be if they were shot, if you like? Saving the country is one thing, but what about saving your soul? And this is what this man said. He says, I'd appeal to the people to go to a mission and get saved. And you know, that I didn't really know what this word saved meant. But it struck me, just like you might say, you know, in the road to Damascus, it definitely struck me. And I didn't know any of these terms, like being convicted of sin or anything out there. But I believe at that time God spoke to me. I've no doubt about it. And the book of Haggai in the Old Testament talks about the Lord says, consider your ways, consider your ways. And from that moment on, and that was the 3rd of March, 1981. It was 35 years ago. I considered my ways, subconsciously, not even thinking, not anyone telling me anything, but I started to consider my ways. And I know, you know, it might sound innocent to people, but even the first thing I started to do was on a Sunday. I feel a difference. If I would have went away fishing maybe on a Sunday, not there's anything wrong with fishing, but I thought, you know, this day's different, so I'll make it different enough. I'll do it other days of the week. So I was convicted, and I realized that God was speaking to me. And I started to look over things. When I was in the Church of Ireland then, and we had the handbook and the Book of Common Prayer. I know it is a Reformed book written after the Reformation. I remember reading the articles of religion on it, and Article 18, I was reading there, just, so the Holy Scripture doth set out unto us only the name of Jesus Christ, whereby men must be saved. So this was the Reformed faith. This is what the Protestant churches say in the creed, that only through the name of Jesus Christ, whereby men must be saved. So, saved. What is saved? Saved is saved from eternal damnation. So I knew that it was the Lord Jesus Christ that I needed to be saved through him. If I was to die, where would it be? I wouldn't be in heaven because I hadn't asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart. And so, God spoke to me from the 3rd of March, 1981. I'm not saying that people have to know the date that they became a Christian. Just what happened, I know that date. It was the 3rd of March because of that that event that I went to, that I was convicted of my sin. And you know, the nearest church to where I lived happened to be the Free Presbyterian Church. The old church, not where it is at the minute, but used to be at a place called the Mill Town. And that was within walking distance. When I went walking distance, that was from about the town hall is here to the bottom of the promenade. That's how close the old Free Presbyterian Church was. So that was the nearest church to me. So I went to the mission that was held in that church in September 1981. And on the 25th of September 1981, Reverend Dale McElveen, he was preaching at the mission, and he was preaching in Saul and David. And I know that the Lord spoke to me, and I wanted to get saved. I wanted to become a Christian, and I asked Reverend McElveen to open the scriptures to me, and he opened it, John 6 and verse 35. John 6 and verse 35. We're on the glasses here. John 6 and verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I say unto you, that ye have also seen me and believe not. All that the Father, this is the verse that he spoke to me, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, God was speaking, God the Father was speaking to me, and if I was prepared to come to him, he will not cast me out. And then he turned to Romans 10 and verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I thank God that I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that night. And that was on the 25th of September 1981, just past nearly 35 years to the day. And that was the nearest mission, the closest mission to me. That's what happened, it was the Free Church that was holding it. But that was the nearest mission. And I went to that. And I believe that the Lord convicted me of his son in March 1981. I didn't know anything of these terms, but looking back at it now, it's obvious that God spoke to me at that time. And I started to consider my ways. And then the Lord, I realized then that I needed to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart. And, you know, it's not about a denomination. It's about salvation. And that's what I realized that it's about. And just as I read that Articles of Religion in the Book of Common Prayer, which was written by godly men 400 or 500 years ago, where they said that only the name of Jesus Christ whereby man must be saved. Only Holy Scripture does say that. That it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ that thou can be saved. And I thank God that he saved me at that time. And you know, as I say, I went to down here in 1986. Employment brought me to Coleraine and to Coles Church here. And God has been with me through trials and tribulations. He has been with me. And I thank the Lord that he has kept me. He only kept me because that he does keep. He gives us eternal life, and he gives us nothing can pluck them out of my Father's hand. And you know, I went to the cathedral that time. I didn't fall out with him. I didn't fall out with the church. I went, just what I did out of respect for my parents, I continued to go to cathedral that time. I went to the Free Church that night to hear the gospel being preached. So I didn't fall out with anybody. I went and heard the gospel, and I came where I would hear the gospel. But as I said before, it's not about denomination. It's about salvation. I know clearly that the Lord saved me. I know he convicted me of my sin, and I know that he has been with me ever since. I remember before my present employment, I was on a job. I was on a job for 6 or 7 years, and then I was made redundant, and then I got another job which was there for a few months, and before it took on the job I'm in and now. But I can remember having two car accidents within about 2 or 3 weeks of each other. And indeed, the second one, I don't know how I survived it. I wasn't used to wearing a seatbelt. This happened in 2002. I remember it because it was Valentine's Day. But it happened on 14th of February 2002. And I never usually wear a seatbelt, but I remember phoning my wife to say I'll be home in an hour time or whatever. And I put on the seatbelt at that time. But going on the One Day Hill Road between Limavady and Coleraine, for whatever reason, the car just went out of control, and I turned the car around, and the car went over sort of literally 6 or 7 times, and I mean that, literally went over, but it went over, because it went over like briars, it was just acted like a spring, and so the car landed on its wheels. Thankfully I had my belt on me. I had something heavy in the back seat of the car, and it went flying out of the back window. I just took the seat belt off and was able to walk out of the car. Had I not the seat belt on, I'm sure, no doubt, that I would have been dead today. But thanks to the Lord, seen fit to make sure I had on the seat belt. And a car stopped, and the lady got out of the car and says, "How are you?" And I says, "I think I'm all right." But that's just, I mean, I don't know how I survived that, because it was quite dramatic. And as I say, she got an ambulance and all, and I went to the hospital, but it was only in a few hours for observation, but I survived it. But literally, and it fixed, literally the car went over and over 6 or 7 times, and thankfully it landed on its wheels, and I was able to get out. But I think the Lord was trying to tell me something. That job wasn't for me, because that was 2 accidents in a few weeks. But the Lord is good. I know exactly how he saved me, and I thank God for the Bible says that how can we hear except the preacher? Now, I didn't know when I went to that meeting on the 3rd of March 1981 that I would hear those words, "Go to mission and be saved." I spoke to me. I myself went and found out what that meant, and then I went to a mission. Went to the nearest mission to my own home and asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart. I'm clear about my salvation. It's open to anyone. If you're prepared to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, and I thank God that He has been with me. And as I say, you know, all testimonies are different. I think mine's as unusual as that point, but I thank God for being with me, and I trust that if you haven't yet ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, that you will ask Him tonight for salvation, because He not only gives you the promise of life now, but He gives you the promise of the life hereafter. Thank you.